Support for Where You Eat with Ian McNulty comes from the Sazerac House, featuring tours, tasting, and traditions, located at the corner of Canal and Magazine. The Sazerac House is dedicated to celebrating New Orleans culture and everything that inspires it. More information at sazerachouse.com.
After Hurricane Ida, some of the first grassroots disaster response we saw in New Orleans came through small local restaurants. With the power out and people sweltering, these neighborhood places became spontaneous hubs of support, cooking for neighbors, giving away perishables, simply offering a plug to charge a phone by generator. What if next time around, they were better prepared to help out like this ahead of time? A new initiative called Get Lit, Stay Lit is out to show the potential for better equipped neighborhood businesses in neighborhood support roles after a disaster. It's a vision powered by solar panels, batteries, and the Ida aftermath. It's a collaboration between the grassroots recycling program, Glass Half Full, and Feed the Second Line, a multifaceted innovator of community support projects through the pandemic. They're now raising money for the first solar power installations for local restaurants. The project came about after founder Devin DeWolf saw the impact that his own battery-stored solar power system at his house made for his Bywater neighbors. Soon he was charging phones and even keeping an oxygen machine running. The wheels started turning too. A similar array could keep a small restaurant's fridges cold, keep the ice machines cranking, and offer other simple, vital services in the next blackout. A network of such restaurants with their own power off the grid could make their neighborhoods and the restaurant community that much more resilient. In other words, they'd be better prepared to do what many restaurants did on the fly after Ida. The solar systems and the batteries needed to store their energy are not cheap, but neither are the official emergency response efforts after disasters. What if more of that money went into helping people already in their neighborhoods provide for their neighbors in a crisis? Ida showed that they can. Better preparation can make that impulse go farther. Learn more about Get Lit, Stay Lit online at feedthesecondline.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.